Holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child. Holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. Silent night, holy night, shepherds quake at the sight, glory stream from heaven afar, heavenly hosts sing hallelujah. Christ the Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born. Silent night, holy night, Son of God, love's pure light, radiant beams from thy holy face, with the dawn of redeeming grace. Christ the Lord at thy birth, Christ the Lord at thy birth.
Right, the Donnelly family has a special for us this morning. Praise God.
In the sky, look down where he lay.
Praise the name of the Lord. Shall we turn this morning to the 16th chapter of Matthew? Matthew 16. And let us begin with verse 13. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say that you are John the Baptist, some Elijah, others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He saith unto him, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven." This will be the first message of two on the subject of how do I know him. Jesus asked the question here in verse 15, verse 13, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" Then he makes it much more personal in verse 15, "But whom say ye that I am?" That is a question that every one of us must also answer in our own lives. Peter did step forth and answer it. You notice that Jesus was seemingly asking all the disciples, but as usual, it is Peter who steps forth, and there is nothing wrong with that. That's just who Peter was. And then Jesus commends him highly for his right answer. "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona." Then he tells us a secret that we also need to know. Flesh and blood hasn't revealed this to you, but God has done that. And we too need the same revelation of Jesus. There are many different ways that we can know him, many different roles that Jesus takes, but these messages I want to concentrate on only two of them. Let us go back to the 9th chapter of Isaiah. Isaiah 9. And verse 6. "For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given." This morning, I want to enlarge on just that first part. Unto us a child is born. That, of course, would be Jesus. I want to see five major things about Jesus as a child, which are so important for us to understand, for us to know in our own experience. Our first impression, our first introduction, our first perception, of course, is of him coming into this world in a manger, as a little child in a manger. That's what this season is all about, has been for as long as I can remember, growing up as a child in a Christian home. And so a child is born. First thing I'd notice is that coming as a child was actually a sign of promise. God had said to a king by the name of Ahaz, he was the king of Judah at that time, and Ahaz was having much trouble with many around him. If you go through the history, you'll find that even Israel, the 12 tribes, or 10 tribes, were gathered against him. And so this man, Ahaz, was really in a pickle, so to speak. He had some real trouble. God came to him and he gave him some promises of things that were going to happen. And he said, "I'm going to protect you. I'm going to keep you separate." And then he offered this to Ahaz. He said, "Ask of me a sign to show what I'm going to do, and I'm going to keep these promises." Ahaz was not a godly man, a very ungodly man, a very rebellious man. Oh no, I'm not going to ask a sign. Why, that might be tempting the Lord. That was simply unbelief. God said, all right, then I will give you a sign. And so this is the sign that God gave to Ahaz at that time. Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. We have found throughout the scripture that all of God's promises